NAACP spurns president after Trump earns highest black support for GOP in decades. By Simon Kent on June 17, 2025. President Donald Trump will not be invited to address the NAACP National Convention next month in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is the first time the civil rights organization has excluded a sitting president in its 116-year history. AP reports National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. NAACP, President Eric Johnson announced the move at a Monday afternoon press conference, accusing Trump of working against its mission. This is despite the Republican earned the highest black support for the GOP at the last election in decades, garnering some 16% of black votes. "This has nothing to do with political party," Johnson said in a statement. "Our mission is to advance civil rights, and the current president has made clear that his mission is to eliminate civil rights." Johnson then went on to directly attack Trump and his policies as a threat to civil society, declaring, "But right now, it's clear, Donald Trump is attacking our democracy and our civil rights. He believes more in the fascist playbook than in the U.S. Constitution. This playbook is radical and un-American." The president has signed unconstitutional executive orders to oppress voters and undo federal civil rights protections. He has illegally turned the military on our communities. And he continually undermines every pillar of our democracy to make himself more powerful and to personally benefit from the U.S. government. NAACP officials noted the decision was weighty and that the organization had long invited presidents with whom it had policy and/or political disagreements. "The lack of an invitation defies Trump's success with black voters. Analysis after the 2024 vote shows Trump was able to make inroads with black voters across the country, who made up about 1 in 10 voters across the country. Nationally, about 8 in 10 black voters supported Harris. But that was down from about 9 in 10 in the last presidential election who went for Biden. Trump about doubled his electoral share of young black men, which helped him among key Democratic voting group. About 3 in 10 black men under the age of 45 went for Trump, roughly double the number he got in 2020," the AP report notes. More recently, Breitbart's John Nolte reports the latest Rasmussen polling shows Trump with majority support from both black and Hispanic voters. Over the 5 polling days between June 8 to 12, Rasmussen surveyed 1,772 likely voters and found Trump enjoys an overall 53% job approval rating. This includes 54% approval from black voters and 53% support from Hispanic voters. White voters come in at 53%. A total of 59% of men approve of the job Trump is doing, compared to 49% of women. Put simply, Trump is uniting America across all demographics, and his critics still cannot forgive him for that success. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.